For 7 hours on Monday, for billions of Facebook's customers, no likes, no Insta moments, no worldwide phone calls or messaging. Facebook's chief technology officer needed Twitter to tell customers it was having massive technical difficulties. And then he apologized. Facebook services coming back online now may take some time to get to 100%. To every small and large business, family, and individual who depends on us, I'm sorry. The outage also shut down operations at Facebook's California headquarters. No phones, no computers. Some workers reportedly using Zoom to hold meetings.
It's a good reminder. The internet is incredibly fragile. It actually can have problems like this arise and not work for long periods. Typically, we don't really experience it much anymore. It used to be a lot more common like a decade ago.
Some found the outage at Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp funny. But for WhatsApp users, analysts say the disruption could have been catastrophic.
WhatsApp is tremendously important for communication in a lot of parts of the globe. And it does raise questions around, you know, how important it is for there to be redundancy, but also questions around, you know, should private companies be solely in control of infrastructure so critical to communications?
And the outage comes as Facebook is under fire for how it does business. U.S. regulators say Facebook is a monopoly and should be broken apart, a move the company opposes.
Facebook knows.
Last week, senators grilled a Facebook official about a whistleblower's allegations the company refuses to block hate speech, bullying, and other forms of harmful messaging from its sites. That whistleblower just gave her first TV interview, explaining why she thinks this is the case.
The thing I saw at Facebook over and over again was there were conflicts of interest between what was good for the public and what was good for Facebook. And Facebook over and over again chose to optimize for its own interests, like making more money.
Facebook denies Frances Haugen's allegations, saying, quote, "To suggest we encourage bad content and do nothing is just not true." But the company's efforts to build on the public's trust now face another hurdle. Haugen testifies before Congress about Facebook on Tuesday. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Well, Facebook's share price had dropped by almost 5% when markets closed on Monday. Rob McBride's joining us from Hong Kong, where trading's just resumed. What are the markets looking like there now?
Well, there has been this big sell-off on Wall Street overnight, contributed to, of course, by tech stocks heading downwards. And that's had the spillover effect into Asia as trading has started, especially given the heavy weighting of technical stocks on the Asian markets. But it's also been contributed to by fears of overinflation. And that's been stoked by the rising oil price and the decision by OPEC oil-producing countries to increase output, but not by as much as people had wanted. So there are real concerns about a rising oil price, economies kicking back into gear after the pandemic, and then with this rising oil price leading possibly to inflation. So we've seen markets such as the Nikkei in Japan down by 3.5% at one point, although it has now rebounded. The Kospi in South Korea down 2.5%. And then in Taipei and here in Hong Kong on the Hang Seng Index, both indices heading towards 1% down, but again rebounding. You do have here in Asia, other factors which play on the market and market sentiment, such as the ongoing dispute between the tensions between China and the US, and then also other localized factors, such as the coal shortage in China, which is impacting now on production, and then other factors, such as the Evergrande crisis, the saga of this large conglomerate, which is ongoing here in Hong Kong.
Yeah, let's talk about Evergrande. I mean, that's just to remind people, that's the Chinese construction company and holding company. It's got huge debts. There is a lot of speculation about its future. It just suspended its trading in its shares on the Hong Kong market. What's the latest with this?
That's right. People are talking about this as possibly being China's Lehman moment, referring back to Lehman Brothers, the massive investment bank in the US that collapsed right at the start of the 2007-2008 economic meltdown, because this is a similarly troubled company. It is China's second biggest property company, but it has the dubious distinction of being the world's most indebted company, with carrying debts of $300 billion, which it has managed to amass over the years as it has grown. Now, it is having real problems and has increasingly in recent weeks of trying to meet repayment deadlines on not only the loan itself, but just on interest as they come up and are due. And it has in recent weeks been selling off some of its assets just to raise cash to and allow it to meet these deadlines. The latest speculation is that it is about to sell off a part of its property management arm to another company that's listed in Hong Kong. So all of the shares in these companies have been suspended while this is potentially going to take place. But it is a real concern because it has interests in various sectors throughout China. So there's real concern for the Chinese government about the contagion effect on the rest of the economy. It is suspected of prodding government-backed and government-controlled companies to buy up some of Evergrande's assets to help it out. But the Chinese government is concerned not only about the economic fallout, but also the potential social stability aspect of this, because, of course, Evergrande has hundreds of developments in cities across China. Some of them are completed, some of them are half completed. And there is a real concern that if there was some sort of collapse, then there are will be increasingly homeowners or people who put down deposits who will not be happy. So there is a real social stability concern for the Chinese government. And there is a pressure here for Evergrande to settle debts locally before it settles loans with overseas entities.
Rob, thanks very much indeed. That's Rob McBride bringing us up to date from Hong Kong.